Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Conversations, interviews, so much more. It's Arroe.net. ARROE.net. Let's play it forward. Real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 302 is with Kim Fields from All the Queen's Men on BET Plus.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. My goodness sakes, you have been such an inspiration on learning how to take your art and growing it forward to bring it to the next generations. I mean, look at what you have done.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. I sincerely appreciate it. But for all that I am, it really just is a mirror of my fan base, new fans, people who love stories and storytelling and intriguing characters. So I definitely feel like it takes a village to raise Kim Fields, and it takes a bigger village to keep Kim Fields out there.
I'm glad you said storytelling, because that is so huge right now in this age of so much content out there that we need stories that we can jump into, such as All the Queen's Men.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, that's one of the things that was incredibly intriguing to me about this project, was that it was a different kind of story, with a new badass on the landscape of content. And with this character, Madam, and who she is and the complexities that she brings to the table, as a businesswoman, as a visionary who really saw an incredibly large chasm, if you will, in terms of being able to reach females in a certain way that really spoke to them. And so for her to create not necessarily a club as a destination, but as an experience, and to have male exotic dancing and the art that is male exotic dancing as her mark in life, so to speak. It was really, really so satisfying, quite honestly, to bring these characters to life and to tell their story.
You know, what's really interesting about this is that, you know, in radio, we go out and we do all the different promotions and stuff like that. And when I was at 95.1, part of those promotions were I had to go to the male exotic dancing clubs, because that's where our female listeners were. And that's where I got to know these guys as human beings, as regular, real people.
Right.
It's a different world when you see the story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is because, you know, they really are artists, and they really do take their art very seriously. They have complexities as well in terms of, you know, certain lines that may get a little blurred, how and why that happens. So you're right when you're able to take an industry and the people who make that industry, and then you kind of pull the veil back to see who they are in humanity. Mm-hmm. Those are always the best kinds of stories, in my opinion. And I think people will really, really find that with All the Queen's Men.
I wish I could have been inside the boardroom when you guys were deciding Marilyn Madame DeVille's name, because that name is something that sticks to you like glue. It really does stick out there pretty far.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kristen Keys, who is the writer and executive producer, one of the EPs on the series, this is actually based off of his novel, Ladies' Night. And he was very, very specific. And it's so funny that you bring up her name, because when I came onto the project, I thought, well, that's interesting, but why?
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that we really, we don't want to, you know, answer all of the why questions in this season. There's plenty that gives you that foundation, but her name was something that I said, okay, well, why is she named, why does she call herself Madam?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we definitely touch upon that this season, and we'll dive deeper into that. But you're right, for her to take on that moniker, you know, of something that's a bit of a nod to an old style, if you will, of doing business and women who were referred to as madams. It's a nod to the type of power that she perceives for herself. And you know, DeVille is just such a classic name anyway, and people can have different, you know, things that they can conjure up in their minds with that. But it's definitely, it lends itself again to her complexities and her being incredibly strategic.
Well, your eye behind the camera really does bring something forward in the way that you bring all the Queen's men onto the flat screen. And where I'm going with this is that we all knew Bobby Brown, but when Bobby Brown was with the band, he was with the band. And that's the same way with Madam, is the fact that we know she sticks out there, but it's a story about everyone. And that takes your talent to make sure it sticks that way.
Well, thank you very much. I definitely appreciate that observation. And it's something that we worked very hard on and that I worked very hard on. But, you know, like anything, a production is a team effort. So, and details. The thing that really gets me is details. So even when you look at the name of the club, Eden, where Madam has created this world, you know, we wanted, again, to make sure it didn't just feel like a strip club.
Right.
This was something that, you know, really embodies what Eden embodied, which was paradise and something forbidden. And how did those coexist? We wanted to create something where women felt that sense of they don't leave the same way that they came in.
You
have to have everything in place to have that experience. And so those are the details that, you know, we really dealt with, from the set to the props, not just the dialogue, wardrobe. I mean, everything really does lend itself to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm 4 hours from Atlanta. I love the idea that you let this story take place in Atlanta, because, you know, that is a city that has so much Southern mystery as well as history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Again, Christian's book, Ladies Night, it's a big, big part of it's really, you know, the jump off for the series. It is based on his very intriguing novel, his successful novel, and basing it here just outside of Atlanta. You know, when you see the club, where it's not in downtown Atlanta or this kind of hotspot feel.
Right.
It's a bit remote with where it is. And, you know, again, being strategic with that, why it's out there and what does that mean and how does that speak to the women who will make the trek, you know, for themselves and to do all that they do to get there and to get their experience in.
Wow. Kim, you got to come back to the show anytime in the future. With all you do, man, please just jump in here and let's promote, because, you know, you got to have that.
Thank you. Absolutely. Listen, you could have a great project, but if nobody knows about it, it's a great project that only your mama knows about.
So
I am here to chat with you anytime. We start season 2 of The Upshaws for Netflix later this year. And I have a very exciting project coming out at the end of the year, just around Thanksgiving, actually. That's a action-adventure rom-com.
And see, that's
that I executive produced, and I'm starring in, and did my own stunts. That's all I'm going to say right now.
And that's every reason why I said in the beginning that you are such an inspiration. You are so brilliant at what you do.
Thank you.
You keep smiling,
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You
as well, my friend. Take care.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.